Blog Talk Radio.
It's showtime, folks!
Hey, hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down.
Damn.
You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now.
We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch the place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot that'll make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the word, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. It's your boy Cash, chilling out as usual. And my man Father Time with me. Father Time, what's good?
What's cracking, Doc?
How much, you know how we do it, networks of politics. Jermaine, what's going on?
Hey, hi everybody.
I'm sick.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Oh,
shit happens.
Show must go on. Show must go on. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Help me, wax, help me. So what's good, people? How everybody been?
I'm good.
Not me, but I ain't good, but that's another subject.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Hey, man.
One of those is what it is. What's up?
I took a trip down to the Dirty South, Alabama this past weekend, man. Dude. First, I gotta give a shout out to all my people. Dog Face, what's happening? Gotta give a shout out to my cousin-in-law. Man, Pam, Sherry, Jay, everybody showed everybody a good time, man. It was just, hey, we had an incredible time. Dude, the whole atmosphere is so different, man. I'm like, man, I haven't been down there in such a long time, man. It was just like the atmosphere was just so different, you know what I'm saying? But it was a
different
cool environment. Like, it was more hospitable. It was a real hospitable environment. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wasn't nobody mean mugging you, you know. Like, motherfucker, oh, you ain't from here. Motherfucker knew you wasn't from there. But because you wasn't from there, they was real hospitable to you.
Well, that's what's up. I ain't never been there, so.
Well, yeah, man, we had a ball, man. Hey, dude. Oh, boy, boy, boy. Yeah, and the weather change was so, you know, hell, you walking around with motherfucking wife beaters on and shit. Get back here, you got to put a coat on. It just, man. Think that was
the weather
change. Man, it threw me off like a motherfucker. But, like I said, had a great time down there. I can't wait to go back.
Let me ask you a question. Do motherfuckers talk country? Like down yonder?
They do.
Let's go on down yonder.
Well, nah, I ain't hear nobody say no down yonder. I mean, they are country. They had that southern, I ain't gonna call them country. They had that southern twang to them.
How many street lights did they have?
Oh, my goodness.
Huh? What?
Don't worry about it, dog. That went right over your head. Don't worry about it.
I understand, but I mean, dog, come on, you just being offensive.
It's a joke, man. Country motherfuckers can't take a joke.
Oh my goodness.
It's a joke, man.
I hope I down south listen can. Yep. Just see, we just lost 3,000 people. Well, thanks for all the time.
Oh.
It is what it is. That's my motto.
No, that's been your attitude for the past week. It is what it is.
Hell, we ain't got no street lights here.
Right.
So, barely.
Well, I know, geez, the last time I was in Indiana, they need to put some street lights on motherfucking 65. I know that. That motherfucker looked like a scary movie driving down that bitch at night.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker is dark as fuck.
I drove to California. You talking about dark? Shit.
You drove to California?
Hope your ass don't fall off no cliff.
How long did it take you to get there?
2 days.
Got to be at least a day.
We took 2 days. We stopped the first day and spent the night at a hotel, and then we drove the rest of the day. We got there in 2 days.
God damn, that's a hell of a fucking drive, boy. Ooh. Imagine making that drive with a motherfucker you don't like. But they helping you out with gas. That's a quiet-ass drive for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Man, fuck that.
I was going to pull over and pull one of them rocks off the mountain, but I saw the little fallen rock sign, and I said, nah, I ain't going to do it.
Hell no, you fuck around calling a landslide up in that bitch.
Right, this motherfucker done called the avalanche. Got a face on in other news. This old up northern ass woman is called the goddamn landslide.
Right. We looking for Indiana plates 293
right.
VFW. In a gold Corsica.
Because I'm trying to get a rock. I'm trying to get a rock for my son.
Yeah, okay.
All right. We'll be hunting your ass like those motherfuckers that set them fires.
Right. You know how they flash that picture up there? Have a picture. All I wanted was a rock. All I wanted was a rock.
Right. Right. All right, y'all. Hold on, y'all. Anybody want to join the conversation, you got to call 563-999-3059. Push 1. And you can join the conversation. Now, if anybody drove to California and stole a rock off the goddamn mountain, call us and tell us your story. Force 1,000 people from their home because she wanted to goddamn
right,
for her son.
Motherfuckers got to evacuate. You know how they be having them in other news. I just put your face on that. That face she be looking like, what? Like it wasn't my fault? Yes, it was.
Oh, goodness. Oh,
only in America.
Only on Sand City.
You know what I mean? We causing avalanches, stars, and fires.
Mm-mm.
They going to ban us.
All right.
Get them motherfuckers off the air.
But life, what's good?
But,
oh, life is good. Life is good. How's everybody tonight?
Good. Good.
What's the business? Y'all
so dry. I'm sick.
Hey, let me
now.
Tell you,
I'm
gonna tell y'all. He's sick, so I'm gonna tell y'all about my McDonald's experience today. I went to McDonald's for lunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, first, let me say this: I'm not a racist. I'm not racist at all. I don't have a racist bone in my body. But I'm sitting there eating, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got two egg McMuffins and a chocolate shake. I'm eating, right? You know, when you're in the restaurants, people talking, right? Now, all the workers, everybody that's at work, they all talking, but ain't nobody speaking English. You know, they all talking their language, whatever language it is, Spanish or whatever it was. And I'm thinking to myself, like, don't y'all motherfuckers know Trump, the president?
Really?
Right now, if I would have called ICE, why'd I call them ICE? One ICE motherfucker walking in with a jacket, I guarantee you everybody that bitch would have been speaking English. Hey, last one of them. I guess my joke didn't work. Somebody got the motherfucker. Somebody that's listening out there know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying, you know how he's throwing motherfuckers out the country, and, you know, they all speaking Spanish, and, you know, the ICE motherfucker walk in, everybody starts speaking English.
Who is the ICE? I don't even know who
you're
talking about. Who is the ICE?
You're the dog, motherfucker! The Border Patrol motherfuckers.
I never heard of that term, the ICE.
You never heard of ICE?
No.
It's immigration something. You know, they walk around like the FBI motherfuckers with the FBI on the back of their jacket, except they got ICE, ICE. Immigration something enforcement. Let's just move on because my joke didn't work. I thought it was funny when I was thinking about it while I was eating my motherfucking egg McMuffin.
I'm like, who is ICE?
Sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there.
In other news,
fuck y'all for not laughing at my joke.
Oh. I missed it. I'm sorry. I didn't get it.
No, I'm just saying. You know, everybody speaking Spanish, and he's trying to get all of, you know, the Mexicans out the country. You know, they were all speaking Spanish, and I'm just saying, you know, if one of them border motherfuckers walk in, they would have been speaking English.
Okay. I got you.
You get it now?
I got you. Yeah, I got you. I'm there.
Because, you know, they don't want to get deported.
Everybody would have straightened up, in other words.
Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, y'all. Now, let's think about this. We don't really talk about politics, but I can't be the only one that shit bothers.
Motherfucker, son of a bitch.
Exactly. I mean, this is America. Everybody's supposed to speak English. Am I right?
What? No, you're not right.
What you mean? Everybody's supposed to speak English. This is America. We speak English in America.
Hold on.
That shit don't
matter. Hold on before anybody say anything. Y'all can finish this conversation, but I just want to put a sincerity here and say,
hold up! What is this shit? He ain't on the team. He ain't even a fucking uniform.
He is speaking for himself and himself only. Continue.
Fuck all y'all.
why would you say just because you're in America, you got to speak English?
I don't understand that.
English is the number one language here. That's a language that we speak.
I agree to a certain extent. I think everyone should know it. However, I don't think you should be, you have to speak it.
Why not? If I can't understand what you're saying.
I mean, everything ain't meant for you to be understand, though. Now, if they're
talking to you. Talking to you.
A motherfucker could be saying, man, let's shoot this motherfucker up right now. But they speaking their language, and I don't understand that shit, and I'm just sitting there chilling, waiting in line.
You can go down south and not understand what motherfuckers say, so that ain't no good. I mean, first of all, once again, regardless of what they were saying, they weren't talking to you.
Well, people on the internet, I need y'all to call 563-999-3059. And let me know what you think.
Okay, still.
They done probably hung up. You done offended the hat. You done offended everybody from overseas. What bloody Mike?
I mean,
we talking about the VB.
I mean, England might tell us we need to quit stop. We need to stop speaking English altogether. Yeah, that's what.
Right.
But our language, no way. English is actually, isn't it supposed to be considered the most difficult? I don't know.
Well, goddamn it, we learned it. We learned it mighty fine.
I mean, it. I mean, to us, it's normal.
Yeah,
but I think actually, English is one of the hardest languages to learn. If you know, coming in.
Uh-oh, we got a new caller. I hope this person not Mexican. Carla, what's happening?
Good evening. How's everybody?
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Who is
I'm assuming this? Miss Lady?
No. This is AD.
AD.
Call us any name as long as it's a lady's name. We got cool, huh? Nah.
Okay. AD, what's happening?
Statistically, English is said to be the hardest language to learn because it's a stolen language anyway.
You speaking it mighty well, so it wasn't that hard. Learn the damn language.
Do it. I mean, of course, it's not hard for me to speak it. That's what I've heard since I was in the room.
Well, that's what all I'm saying is, if you're from another country, if I go to Africa, if I move to Africa, goddamn, I'm going to learn a language. I'll be speaking Swahili or whatever the hell they speak.
You're not going to learn it overnight. It's going to take you 10 years to learn that language.
No. Y'all forget now.
Even if he learns to speak it when you out and about and you dealing with the people of the land, but when you are at home, you're not going to be sitting there, you know what I mean, talking like that.
All right, hold on, y'all. We got a caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Biracial.
What's happening?
Hello. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
What's up? Hey.
Now, by Russell, let me ask you a question. You don't have to answer if you don't want to. But, okay, you call yourself by Russell, so what are you mixed with?
Mainly black and white with some other stuff.
Okay.
My mom is white. We have a lot of Greek and some other stuff. My father is black, and we have Blackfoot, Indian, Italian, and Creole on his side.
Okay, so your father, is he originally from Italy?
No. On his mother's side, I was told they had Italian, and his father's side had Creole. I don't know how deep
okay.
it go, but yeah. But mainly, I'm just black and white.
Okay,
I
now
have Greek.
look, I want to talk about your dad. Now, does your dad, can your dad speak Italian?
I doubt it. My dad's deceased, but no, I doubt it.
So he couldn't speak a second language?
No.
Well, shit, it don't work with you then. I need somebody that moved here from another country that can speak both languages.
My cousin can speak,
I mean,
German.
Yeah, and that's exactly where I was going with it. I have two friends that are German twins.
Yeah, I mean, they were born here, so they started out speaking English, but, you know, military kids, they were raised in Germany, so he speaks German too. So when he with his German people, he speaks German. And when he with us, he speaks English.
Y'all missing my damn point.
What's the point?
So, once again, this is my point.
Fuck all y'all.
All right, well, let's carry on. That conversation's pretty much dead.
I had to get my Donald Trump moment. God damn it.
You got a lot. You know what?
Make America great again.
The supporter.
Okay. Hey, don't bash me because I support the Donald.
You need to get disconnected.
I don't like the Kardashian wrote.
What she
write? I hear about what Kim Kardashian wrote. You know, people on minimum wage need to learn how to work harder. Something like that.
Wow.
Really? It was something like people that on minimum wage need to learn how to work harder, you know, to fulfill their dream. You can't work like a person and you won't be a dollar dream or something like that.
Well, we see how she got her job
and did better. Sex tape.
Right. We see how she got her job.
That's how she got famous. Ain't she talking?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because
I heard that sex tape was a minimum
wage
tape.
Fuck out of here.
People was going in on her too, boy. I was like, dang.
See, I need to call Ray J. I need to get Ray J on the line. Fuck her. Don't diss all the motherfucking hardworking ass people.
Anybody can lay on their back or get on their knees or suck a dick. Way better than you can.
But they were like, even if that wasn't how she, you know, got her money. You still came from a privileged family. I mean, y'all might not have been rich like y'all are now, but y'all didn't want for nothing. You know
Hell
what I mean?
No. They didn't. And she can't talk to you. Her daddy a goddamn woman. So what they say about her?
Oh, man.
Okay, so her mama's pussy couldn't have been that good.
Y'all is, ooh.
Her mama pussy was so fucked up that the husband turned into a damn man. I mean, a woman.
Right. You turned a motherfucking man into a woman. What the fuck that say about you? And motherfucking, you don't even know what baby daddy is. They
every bell that came into their life, they had fucked their head up. Kanye was all good until he started fucking with Kim. Now he's even more fucked up and ain't even no helping him no more.
That motherfucker is crazy. And that was way before he got fucked up in here when his moms died. That's when he went off the deep end. And then the Kim chick, she ain't do nothing but just encourage you. Do that crazy ass shit. Looking like goddamn fool.
I bet you if Kanye's mama was still living, I bet you she wouldn't approve of that relationship.
Hell no. George Bush hate black folks. That motherfucker was already crazy.
Right.
Out there. And this old whole ass fake ass bitch want to sit up here and talk about minimum wage people need to work hard. man, that shit pissed me off. That shit pissed me off. What the fuck, man? Get the fuck out of here.
And, I mean, it's easy to start up businesses when you got money to start them up with. Or you got
exactly.
that fame. Or you have that fame where people already know your name to start up businesses. It's real easy to do that shit then.
Exactly.
Kill me. People kill me.
I hope somebody rob her ass again.
That's what somebody else said, too.
I hope it's a minimum wage motherfucker that jack her ass.
I really believe that was a setup. I really believe that that was a fake, that her being robbed. You know what I'm saying?
Kanye,
I think that was
that
just
shit.
All set up, and it was set up on her end.
Kanye did that shit. He found out that ain't his baby. He jacked her.
He was crazy.
He hung up one of the homies. Get that bitch, dog. Get that bitch.
No, I mean, I'm serious. I really believe, because, you know, ain't nobody really talking about her like that no more. So she had to do something to get back in the media, you know?
She just did. But talk about minimum wage, people need to work on it.
Right. I mean,
about
I'm just saying, that was said after the fact, before, you know, this. I'm talking about the robbery thing.
Mm-hmm. Fuck her. Down ass broad. Y'all ever seen her without makeup? A hot ass mess without makeup. I saw a picture of her ass today without makeup, man.
No, I seen before and after pics of her and that little bitch Kylie.
Yeah, them motherfuckers look a hot ass mess. Red
spots
shit all over their motherfucking face. Ugly motherfuckers without that makeup. Fuck out of here. You want to talk about motherfucking hardworking people? Get the fuck out of here. Oh, that shit just struck a fucking nerve with me, y'all.
Yeah.
That shit just pissed me the fuck off. You know what? Let's do a song, because that shit, Janine, you should have never brought that shit, fired me the fuck up. I'm hot. That's some bullshit. All right, hold on, y'all. We're going to go to a song right quick. It's called, let me find it. Where's my song at? I guess we're not going to go to a song. Yeah, all right. It's called, If You Think You're Lonely. Y'all check this out. This is a new song. Y'all check it out. Tell me what y'all think about it.
It's supposed to be you and me, girl. Heard you was talking to your friends and your friends started talking on my business in the street, girl, damn. Stop. But you know I still want you. Even if I decide not to confront you. Late night when you wallet on the store, aren't you? I'm hella faded right now. And I know you hate it right now. And I bought the car that you drive. I know that you drive you crazy right now. I ain't gotta lie to you. I put that on my mama. I put you in that crib in the Bahamas. The kitchen looking like a Benihana's. My new looking like Rihanna. Reminded me of back when I was 16. But she don't compare to you if you're listening. That was always your problem. You hear everything you wanna hear that you miss things. You know I still care for you. You know I'll always be there for you.
True.
You know you're always in my heart. But I think that we could use some time apart.
You think you know me now? Wait until tonight, girl.
Swearing you deserve some more. I did it all for you. I turned your closet to a mall for you. Woo. We both did some dumb, and you made assumptions. All the you're the only one that I f*** with. You and me was in position to put the key in the ignition. I see the writings on the wall. but don't believe in superstition. This is more than luck, it's more than life, it's more than lust, it's more than love, it's all of the above. When I see the future, see my children, you my wife, you are the only one I trust. It was you and me and you, the things we do were true and only meant for us. Now it's you and then it's me and then it's you, we going through it, doing way too much. You know I still care for you. You know I'll always be there for you. You know you're always in my heart, but I think that we could use the time apart.
Wait until tonight, girl.
Back. That's Darnell from Sugar Hill. Hey, y'all ever watch that show?
Mm-hmm.
The First Family of Hip Hop? Mm-hmm. It's a reality show. I forget what channel. Come on, that's it, crazy as hell.
And that's who from Drew Hill?
No, Sugar Hill. You know Sugar Hill Records?
Never heard of them.
You never heard of Sugar Hill Records? The Sugar Hill Gang?
Oh.
Right. I was finna say he's from there.
Oh, okay.
Y'all like the song? Thought it was kind
of
cool.
It was okay.
It was okay. Yeah, I was gonna say it wasn't all that.
It wasn't right. It wouldn't be nothing I would wanna make love to.
No. Mm-mm.
Damn, y'all some hard ass
critics.
God damn. I ain't fucking to that song. But damn.
There's certain songs that I wouldn't mind making love to, certain songs that I wouldn't mind fucking to. That ain't it.
That's not one of
them.
Okay. I want to know what was one of the songs.
How did I know that was coming?
Oh, yeah.
What song? A song that I want to make love to, a song that I will fuck to?
All of the above.
Well, making love songs, of course, you know, Keith Sweat. I like that one by Boyz II Men.
You can't just give us groups and not the title of the song.
Look at, I'm gonna tell you, this is what you're supposed
to
do.
There's a lot of songs.
You're supposed to have two CDs. You gotta have a slow song CD where you know the songs where the baby come back to me and I love you, and you gotta have that beat it up song, like you know the beat it up song.
Like Trina
you know,
and.
Trick Daddy.
Trina.
It's a song with Trina, Trick Daddy.
No, Trina and Lil Wayne. Wowzer, that song.
I don't know about that one, but
I can't say I've ever wanted to fuck to anything Trina has written, but I'm going to have to go look at that.
No, it's a song with, I think it's Trina.
Trina
and
Lil Wayne.
Daddy.
And it's called, Yeah, but yeah, they do. They do. And Trina and Lil Wayne got one out called Wowzers, I think. W-O-O-Z-E-R-S.
Oh, okay. Then you got, I mean, because
you
got some R&B
off
stuff.
That song, for real.
Okay.
Why is it quiet?
I mean, because, you know, I guess everybody trying to figure out the name of the song. Everybody done went to Google. Trina and Trick. Everybody done trying to figure out what the song is.
Trina and Lil Wayne.
Okay. Now, I mean, I'm saying you got that. Then you got, now, all right. Oh, damn. What was the Young Jeezy song? We had Lloyd singing in the background. Like, I'm going to tear that pussy up. I forgot the name of the damn song. I can't think of it. But now, if you want to get raunchy, that's a good one to get raunchy off of, too. For real, I'm serious.
Where did AD go?
Yeah, I think
she hung up.
I guess
she said, tear it up.
Yeah, the Jeezy and Lloyd song.
That's the one. Boy, I'm gonna tear that pussy up. Boy, hey, you get your groove on that motherfucker. Smack the ass all hard. She don't get mad because shit, the song on my way. He being gangster tonight. So, you motherfuckers that ain't gangster, you know what I'm saying? Put that motherfucker on, put your gold chain on, and just start fucking.
Fuck with all
your jewelry on. That's what you do.
Oh, wow.
You can't leave out Plies.
Oh, damn. How did I forget Plies?
Yes.
Oh, that one with him and Pleasure P? Well, Plies got a couple of them.
Yeah, he got a few.
Plies got a couple of them that I, shit. He done made Beat It Up Volume 1 and 2. I'm serious. He put some shit on that. You be like, okay, get him, Plies, get him. Especially that one with him and Pleasure P. Well, he definitely got to get some pussy off that song. Nobody know what I'm talking about, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make sure I find it. I may not. Hold on. Delightful, did you hang up?
I didn't hang up. It hung up on me.
No, you got, that's Father Time doing that shit.
It ain't me.
I ain't
done shit, bro.
I was in mid sentence and it was like blank. Like, oh, okay. Well, I guess I, you know, all right.
I think you're talking about Get You Wet. Is that the one? With
Plies? Oh, yeah. I bet when I suck on that pussy, that'll get you wet. Wait a minute. See? Dark. I'm straight out the gate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. Get you there.
Well, somebody has to be the good girl.
Really? You are so full of shit. And I'm just going to put it out there. Like, no,
I thought that one was going to slide. I really thought that was going to slide through. But it would take you...
I wasn't even gonna let that pass me like that.
You cannot be starting problems amongst the women. You can't. What I say goes. We just ride with it.
Just be free, girl.
Okay. All right. Now we got. Dang, I'm gonna tell you another one. It's that Jodeci Alone.
Oh, that's nice. I like that song.
That's one you can get raunchy off that one.
Mm-hmm. My first child to a whole Jodeci.
Okay,
shaking my damn head. cold, though. This is cold. Yeah, it was pretty bad, but, you know. Hey.
Mm-hmm. And that one by Little Kim, that one by Little Kim, porn star.
Porn star.
I've heard it, but I can't remember it.
I heard it. I just can't really think of the beat right now.
Mm-hmm.
But that that one with her, Too Short. That's a nice one too.
When is the Sin City Soft and Raunchy CD releasing?
I'm in the works of making it up now. We're gonna get that one going. I'm gonna put Beat It Up Volume 1 at.
Got an A side and a B side.
Yeah. It's gonna make it do what it do.
Okay, dude.
God damn! Wait a minute. I'm telling you, you got some nice songs on that, man. Can't go wrong with it.
Well, and now if a man can't get no pussy off of that CD, then what? What y'all call him?
he fucked it up. He can't get it going off of that, and he fucked it up royally.
Turn that shit off.
Right, if she tell you turn that shit off, man. Look, just turn it off. Turn it off. I just started.
Mm-mm.
I don't care. What? Turn that shit off.
She is not interested. Okay.
Right.
Mm-mm.
That would be fucked up. I forgot the attitude. Hear your fucking CD back. Wait a minute. You gotta know what you're doing, man. You can't just get on that motherfucker thinking you gone. You know, as soon as it come on.
Have y'all ever made a tape or a CD and then couldn't find it and y'all think she used it with somebody else?
Oh, hell yeah. That motherfucker better, I'm going to tell you right now, that motherfucker better not leave the CD player. Especially if he's up in the room. Where that motherfucker CD is? Oh, I put it in my car. I was just, bitch, I'm going to beat your ass. We can't even fuck off them songs no more. Because you know some songs got sentimental value.
I thought I was the only petty one like that. Them songs are not.
Nah, we can't fuck off none of them songs no more.
What is that song by? What is it? Kelly Motivation? Oh my God! Like we can. That song can't even play in my house. Period.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear it on a radio in my house. Nowhere.
That's a good song.
It can't play in my house. Negative.
Evidently, ain't got a good memory to it.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Father Time. Father Time will be the one that instead of just that, I ain't gonna play it. But why not? He ain't gonna go to the next song. He just gonna keep it. But I'm not understanding. Why not? Really, motherfucker? Just don't play the song.
Well, if I had it cued, I'd play that motherfucker.
Oh my goodness!
Once the side bitch tagged him in it on Facebook, it was a wrap. Excuse me?
Nah, yeah. He don't even want to hear that song. Shit! Hey, cut that shit off. Cut it off. Cut it off.
Well, sex tapes are always good.
No motherfucker want to hear no song that got caught off on. Nah, I'm just saying, don't nobody want to hear no song that they got caught off on. And motherfucker, you cannot play nothing that
I'm talking about,
okay.
Like, you know,
you videotaping yourself.
Huh? What the baby saying?
Nothing.
No, I'm serious. I didn't hear. All I heard is a baby cry.
Huh.
My apologies. I'm doing transfers.
No, I knew I heard something. Now, Beauty, what was you saying?
What? About a sex tape.
A sex tape.
Yeah, you said something about a sex tape.
Yeah.
Who's
I said those are always good too.
Not if the wrong person found it.
Yeah.
You know, so true story, I made one on, we used the camera off the laptop, so it's on the laptop. And yeah, my brother came over and was like, I don't know what he was trying to do, put his little stick in and tried to download some shit and pull some other shit. Oh my God, Lord. Yeah. I felt so bad for my brother.
I'm sure that didn't. He probably just looked like nasty.
No, he gave me a few choice words. And it's crazy because he's younger than me, but you would have thought like I was 12 and he was like 25. I felt so like go to timeout type shit.
You couldn't find nothing else to do.
I smashed that motherfucker so quick. That was bad. All bad.
Have anybody ever got caught? I mean, okay, you say your brother caught you. I mean, has anybody else ever got caught along them lines? Like,
you know, you shouldn't have been dibbling, dabbling in towels you ain't had no business in. Why would you, you know, now that, you know, I feel bad, it's like, I mean. And I've been in his phone and seen, you know, things that I didn't really want to see.
Now, why did you scroll to the right? He told you to look at one picture. You scroll to the right.
He was like, look at this. He was like, it's about five pictures. I, you know, scrolled and I scrolled one too many, I guess. And man, some of the nastiest shit. And we're like, my brother dates older women, so yeah, man, Lord. It was nothing pretty.
Somebody, who was that fighting?
Somebody finna get their ass whooped in the background. I said, pick that shit up.
Hello.
Yes.
That'd be you.
We don't need to call CPS. We good.
Somebody better call 911. Somebody finna get knocked the fuck out. Hey, man, let me ask you a question, man. I'm looking at this meme, dog. Let me ask you a question, man. I don't know if you would do this or not. It says a real man, will stay with his wife even if she's pregnant by the side dude. You stand, man?
Seriously, we don't ask you to that.
Huh?
Man, y'all come on with that bullshit, man.
Hey, I'm just reading what it say, man. It say a real man to stay with his wife even if she's pregnant by the side dude. I don't see it, but it is what it is.
I know of two men who say.
What?
So it does
what
happen?
It does happen.
I mean, it happens.
To my knowledge, he was a cop and worked third shift, and while he was, you know, out making money, she was doing what she was doing, and she came up pregnant. And, you know, when it was all said and done, the baby wasn't his, and he stayed. Then he left. Now, mind you, he stayed and tried to make it work, and then he left. But he can't hold
the way it looks to me, he can't hold another relationship because he's still tied to her. Like, he still is more than emotionally, financially, yeah, he's just invested, and it causes problems with him trying to go forward.
Man, you got me fucked up. These motherfuckers, are these Americans or Africans?
This is an American, a Chicago-born race.
Well, okay, bro, you say he a cop?
Mm-hmm.
You say he a cop? He a policeman?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, I'd have been Drew Peterson all over again. That ain't enough out of my ass.
Hey.
Oh, I know you was itching to get that one out.
Man, I mean, okay. Did she lie to? Well, cause you know, now I used to work with a guy, Augustus. I know I shouldn't say his name, but fuck him, he don't like me. So, and he worked at the airport. So. I mean, everybody kept saying that the baby wasn't his. And he, you know, me being the nice guy that I am, he looked like he was really being bothered by this. So I asked him, what's the problem? You know, and he said it, and I said, well, can't you divorce her? And he said that he couldn't divorce her because of his beliefs. So he said he couldn't divorce her, and he had to raise a child.
Well,
his belief.
You did stand up there and take those vows for better. I mean, well, I guess you ain't supposed to commit adultery either. But you know, you're supposed to be able to work through it.
Wait a minute. You said take those vows. You do know what that last one says, right?
Yeah, I got that, but I'm just saying you're supposed to be able to work.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be able to work.
No. I need you to say that last thing. What's the last part of that vow?
Ain't nobody dying.
And to death do us apart. There you go. And there you have.
Ain't nobody dying.
So he should have killed her.
So you gonna kill me off?
Kill that bitch.
Yeah.
Wow.
There is no fucking way I'm staying.
You don't leave the baby.
You done brought a baby home. You done brought a baby home.
I mean, don't bring babies home. Y'all bring more babies home.
Niggas do it all the time.
We
all
ain't talking
every
about
day.
Dudes. See, there y'all go with that bullshit. We ain't talking about dudes. We talking about females right now.
I'm just saying.
Y'all,
I mean,
always
you can't talk about one without talking about the other.
Well, we discussing a female right now. You done brought a baby home on me. I'm at work, paying the bills, trying to improve your life, and you bring a baby home? You bring a baby home? No fucking way. No way. And then you expect me to stay and help you raise this motherfucker? Every time I look at him, I'm going to get mad.
Okay, so what happened is... So I'm gonna get political. She was raped. Now what?
She wasn't raped.
Here you go.
How you? She was. She
what,
was
what,
raped,
what?
And she don't believe in abortion. So now y'all got, you know, the rape victim, you know, got the baby. Every time she stares at the baby, she's
no.
a rapist. Every time you stare at the
no,
baby.
You got the baby. I'm gone.
What?
There you go.
So you're going to leave your pregnant wife who was raped.
Why you got to bring rape into it?
I'm just saying.
I'm trying to get some sympathy.
But again, so y'all leaving? Y'all leaving the pregnant wife that's been raped.
No, if my wife was raped, I'm not leaving. Well, I'll probably be in jail, so I'm going to go find that motherfucker if I can. But we ain't talking about rape. We talking about she voluntarily spread her motherfucking legs open.
I mean, but I've always, I mean, as dumb as it sounds, you know what, never mind. Go ahead. I'm gonna let that
go. No, cause see, hold on, cause see, this is my thing. This is my thing. Rape, and I don't wish rape on no woman, nor a man, for that matter. But rape is when someone forces themselves on you unwillingly. I mean, you're unwilling from beginning to end. Am I correct? Like, lady, am I correct? No, hold on. Am I correct? Because my thing is this. You can't say, okay, he raped me. Because we had this conversation on the show before. You cannot say you raped me. And Janine, I think you know where I'm going with this. You can't say that you raped me because we started having sex and you didn't like it no more. So you said, I'm just going to lay there.
It's true.
Now, is that a form of rape? Now, can you sit there and say, I raped you? I should have knew to get up because you wasn't doing nothing. Because you stopped moving.
You know your dick was light as a feather.
How is that considered rape? You can't claim rape.
You don't know on the show.
No, that's not.
What was you saying today?
I said, no, it's not. That's not considered
rape. I wish a motherfucker would say that.
It's like his fault.
Oh,
his dick is
like
light as a feather. Not hitting no sides.
But I'm saying a person has made that accusation.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know in that scenario. I don't think that's rape. There's actually women who actually just lay there on a regular. So.
Right.
Even the baby say that's some bullshit.
But the thing about it is that you have people agreeing with her. You have people saying, yeah, girl, you got raped. How?
I don't know, but God forbid I ever have to come in contact with that. But I think a lot of women fight back, and me personally, I'm just going to lay there. I'm assuming that if I lay there and act like I want it, they'll stop because they don't get the enjoyment anymore. So that's what I'm going to do.
I've never heard that before.
I mean, I'm serious because a rapist usually has a thrill of having control. So I figure if I take that control away from you, then, you know, you might know about your life. Because it's not, you know, really entertaining. That's what we're looking for.
She's going to be crying rape. She just jumped on top of us all random and shit.
Right. Hold on, Beck. What are you doing?
I'm just saying that logically that makes sense
like
in my mind.
Right.
Hey, yeah, he's going to be crying. He raped him.
Hell yeah. She raped me, man.
Well,
that's right. You gonna walk out of there with a charge put on your ass. You gonna wake up the next morning, get home, thump. This is delightful. We have a warrant for your arrest. What?
Oh,
that's her right there, officer. That's her. She took the dick.
She was sucking the shit out of my dick.
Right.
Nah, don't get it twisted. Soon I get done taking his control and we get done, I'm going to file a report. You ain't going to file on me before I do you. But I'm hoping you don't have to wait and find another victim.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Okay, now let me throw another scenario at y'all. Okay. Beauty.
What's up? All
right, now here's a scenario. I want you to tell me what you think. We go out to.
Okay.
We go We go to, we go out. Just say we go out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I pick father time up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I pull up at a hotel. You know, we drinking,
mm-hmm.
smoking, whatever. We enjoying ourselves. He, father time's
mm-hmm.
really not a bother to you. You know, he actually cool. You had no
mm-hmm.
problems with me picking him up. So we get to a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
We go in the hotel. I got a gun on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't point
mm-hmm.
it, pull it out towards you or anything, or nothing of that sort. But I got a gun on me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we kissing, we hugging. And I say, hey, you know, don't break my man off. What are you going to do? Now, okay, but before you answer that, let's just say you did it. Let's just say you did it.
I did what?
I told you don't break father time off. Yeah.
And I did.
You do. You break you. Yeah, you do.
Oh, okay.
Now, ladies. Okay, well, I got Janine Delightful. All right. Now, beauty comes back to y'all the next day and say, Chaz and father time rape me. And y'all ask, of course, you know, this y'all girl. Hold on. Would you shut the hell up? They tell you, you know, she tell you that she didn't, she had sex because I pulled out a gun. I didn't point it at her, hold it to her head or nothing. It just, I pulled out a gun. Would y'all say that we forced her?
Whoa, that's got to be weak. I ain't had nothing to do with it.
You put her in an uncomfortable situation where she had to make some real damn choices.
Because she may not have known you like that. It depends on how well y'all knew each other. If she knows you just carry guns like that or something like that. And
she
knows
that. She knows I care. She knows I care. She knows I carry guns all the time. Man, that ain't nothing new.
Was she your girl, though?
No. We cool. Just somebody I'm messing around with.
Let me make a PSA.
How well y'all know each other.
Let me make a PSA. Okay? I didn't have a gun. I was just there.
He like, I'm trying to clear my name, man.
I was just there. I didn't have nothing to do with this. I didn't know he was just going to pull his gun out. I was just there.
No, now he's trying to blame you.
Okay.
Now,
you ain't shit.
That's a different situation,
though.
No.
He said, I didn't know he was
going to
pull his gun out.
But no, what I did is like, I know, I see what type of motherfucker he is. But I pulled a gun out and I like put it on the dresser. You know, it's been on my side.
I mean, we understand that, but it's still an iffy situation depending on how well y'all knew each other. If all she saw, like, hell, maybe you had just been fighting that day and she saw you being angry or something, and maybe she look at you as an angry person or something, and you take your gun out here, she might be scared of you. You see what I'm saying? So it just really depends on how well y'all know each other. That's what I'm saying.
You know,
so that right there is the iffy situation.
You know, you are known as having a temper, so.
Whatever. But now, no, okay, so
well,
what would y'all tell her to do?
I agree with them. Like, you know, okay, cause of course we know each other, but, like, if I didn't know you like that and we just, you know, we hooked up, we had some drinks and we smoked and you pulled your gun out and put it on the dresser, and then you ask me about your boy, I'm going to be like, if I say no, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to feel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so y'all still ain't asked the question. Would y'all tell her to press charges or not?
I was just there.
I mean, I don't tell people what to do. If that's what she decides to do, that's what she decides to do. My thing is,
well, she right, but she, you know, she coming to y'all and she asking y'all, all right, man, what should I do? You know.
Well, I would only say I would tell her to do what she feels is right, what she feels she want to do.
Only she can answer is, you know, exactly. She felt like y'all raped her. Like, I mean, I had no other choice. This, you know, and I don't even know if you can call it rape. I don't know what you would call it. I'm sure it's something in the law book that, you know, but I don't know if it's necessarily rape.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all was real friends, if y'all was true friends, and she came and asked y'all for y'all advice, y'all should just tell her the truth.
Use a hoe.
Really?
You fucked your man, this boy.
Well, I don't know, because I mean, I might have to be a hoe, because if you put some type of fear in my heart, look, I got to get out of this situation. I got babies to go home,
just
too.
Just because you pull out a gun, that's not, I'm pretty sure it ain't the first time
you
wanted to
see
a gun.
But
again, it depends how well you know the person. It depends how well you know the person. If
well,
you kick
you
it with this person
already.
A few times, and then you hook up, and he got his boy with him, and y'all been drinking and smoking, and he pull out his gun and put on the dresser and ask you, hey,
yeah.
You're my boy, too, you're going to be like,
yeah, she don't
okay,
know
so.
Like
but
no,
like,
hold on now, hold on. Hold on, y'all. Now, let me say this. If we didn't already hooked up a couple times before, you already know I carry a gun.
What
does
that mean?
What
okay, I fucked you two or three times, and now you showing different characteristic traits. Come on, you don't really know.
No, but because listen, if I came to pick you up, that means we didn't already hooked up before.
Yeah, but
okay.
Now it's a different scenario because now it's a different scenario. No. It's a different scenario because now he got his homeboy with him. It's a different scenario because now he got his homeboy with him. Now he's saying he wants you to do his homeboy too.
But you apparently feel comfortable because you came with me. So you already feel comfortable with me because you're with me now.
Oh, my goodness.
Why are we talking like this happened to him?
Because it did in a different scenario.
Well, hold on. Let's get something straight. It wasn't me. I had nothing to do with it. I heard the situation, and I've always wondered, like, because me personally, I mean, I asked the question. And I said, well, did they pull the gun? Did he put the gun in your head? And she said, no. I said, did he, like, make reference to, like, if you don't do it? She said no. She said they was kissing, you know, touching, feeling, and he was touching, feeling, and he whispered to her like, "Hey, let my boy hit." And she said she did, but she said she did because she was scared that because he had a gun. Me personally, I think she thought it was gonna get out that she was a hoe, and so she came up with this excuse.
Well, in other news, I don't know.
I mean, it could go both ways. You could be right. It don't. I mean, we just don't know. It could be. It could go both ways. She could have just made
so,
it up
okay,
and just wanted to just did it, or she could have really been scared. I mean.
So, like,
she wasn't scared.
If
she was scared, she would have never came with me in the first place.
You know
okay,
what?
So,
I'm not saying she's scared of you per se, but if she don't know you like that, if you just getting to know somebody and we only been around each other three times, I don't know you. We getting to know each other, so yeah, we might have had, you know, we got off on a good foot or whatever and got off on a good start, but that don't mean I know you. And so now you done went and picked up your boy. Now I'm already thinking in my head, okay, what he pick him up for? You hear what I'm saying? Because I'm just getting to know you. So why is you picking up somebody else? That's when the fear starts right there.
Okay, so now, with that being said, would you say something? Would you say something like, hey, you could drop me up, or you know, would you just like, well, fuck it, I'm just gonna go along for the ride?
Me,
try to smoke up all my weed.
Where you dropping him off at, I would probably make a comment like, oh, if y'all hanging out, y'all could drop me off at such a house, you know, something like
now,
that.
Now, here's the second thing where my Spidey sisters went to tingling. I said, was y'all in one of those hotels? Was y'all in a motel?
Hotel. She said, it was a hotel. I said, so y'all checked in and everything. Yeah. Now, if you had this inkling that something bad was about to happen, wouldn't you have been like, the clerk or somebody, hey, look here.
You would have made it sure that somebody knew something, right? Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you about to get the clerk shot. You ain't got nothing to do with it.
Well, fuck it. She got to go down there, so be it. But if I'm a woman, and maybe I'm wrong, but if I'm a woman,
we walk in there, we check in this room,
I would sit right in front of the clerk. I'm not going up there. Now I got witnesses to tell you that I'm not going.
I understand that
there
are some women that are just not, well, I'm not going to say naive, they just don't know. You see what I'm saying? Some women are not smart, street smart like that. They don't understand what's going on. Some of them just just trying to have some fun. I'm just trying to have fun, whatever, until they get into them fucked up ass situations, and then it's fucking too late.
Well, fuck with me. You can't smoke for free, goddammit. Smoking up all my weed. I'm just trying to figure out, Father Time,
why you always feel like you got to get something? Damn.
Ain't shit free in this world. Ain't nothing free.
You supposed to give out the kindness of your heart.
Shit, not that
loud.
You know what that shit costs? Oh, that album.
I don't even smoke, so I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. I don't smoke no damn loud.
I don't think it's great. If he didn't put the gun to the woman's head and say, hey, you're going to go fuck my boy, I don't give a fuck what you say. She volunteered to do it.
I know that's how y'all think. Yes, that's how y'all think.
All jokes aside, straight up, if he didn't actually point the gun at her and say, hey, you fucking my boy, or I'm going to pop your ass, he just said, hey, let my boy hit. That was her decision.
I mean, okay.
She made a decision to let him hit.
Okay, because now, like I said, I asked, did you say no? And she just said, no, I just went with the flow. I didn't say no. I didn't say I didn't want to. None of that. You know,
some women think that, oh, maybe that'll make him like me more or something like that. Some women think like that.
Hey, if you fuck my boy, I don't like you.
Now,
oh,
that's what I was looking at. Because my thing is, you put the room out there. You never really put it out there. You never really went to the police. You never really said nothing. But my thing is, what I believe happened is what you just said. Like, if I do this, you know, and he quit talking to you.
I'm not fucking with you. You damn sure ain't gonna be my girlfriend. You fuck my boy.
Wait a minute. Time out. So what was the initial? I'm just curious because see the way my mind works. What was the initial reason for picking her up before you even picked up Father Time? What was the plan? What were y'all supposed to be doing?
They had already had it planned. That's how most
that
they
probably already had planned it out.
Yeah, we bought the
right. I'm pretty sure that was the plan.
No. Okay, stop. But what did you tell her? Okay, you and him had a plan. What did you tell her? Were y'all, you know, putting her on a date? Were y'all going to go get a room?
Hold on. Why, Why do you keep saying, what did you tell her? Like, I done this. It wasn't me.
I mean, I'm just saying, was there, I mean, you kind of gave her 21 questions when she came to you, so I'm asking, what was their plan? The
well,
plan was to,
you
know, just go get a motel and drink?
I guess so. She said, fuck it, we're going to go get a room. She said, cool. Dude was still with him when she said it.
When dude said he's going to get a room, dude was still in the car.
Let me stop you right
there,
dog.
Well, then you know what? She ain't had no business going. Shit, that's how I look at that.
All right, hold on. Let me stop y'all right there. If me and my boy is riding in the car and we got a female with us, and I say, hey, let's go get a room, and she say okay, she already told us what's up.
True.
She already told us. I say, let's go get a room.
Told us?
And she said, okay. Yeah, let's go get a room. She trying to fuck.
Man. No, she ain't trying to fuck both of y'all.
Why the hell are you going to a room then? Why are you coming to a room with two dudes?
Because hopefully me and who I've been kicking it with don't continue to do what we do, and you going to take your ass home where you came from.
This is the part that you keep baffling me. When they pull up at that hotel, why didn't she try to make an effort to get away then? Say something.
Because she was down for it. She knew what was going to happen.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
I don't know. I ain't been in that situation. Praise
she like, these motherfuckers got some motherfucking Hennessy. They got some motherfucking lie. Let's get it on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but she knew. When she agreed to go to the hotel, she knew what was going to happen.
Even if she didn't know it.
Okay.
See, there was a strong possibility that it was going. I mean, because I'm not going to lie to you. I bullshit you not. And, I mean, look here, ladies, this is just the way it is. If we go to a room, and Father Time gets you naked, and y'all, I'm going to reach back. I'm going to touch something and see what I fit in at. Oh, you slap my hand? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry for disturbing y'all. But shit, you let me get that rub in. Shit. I'm not. Because you're not. At what point in time you think you're going to fuck in front of me and I'm going to sit there and be like, God damn, the Knicks is losing like a motherfucker. No.
True that. Hey, we got people listening. If you want to join the conversation, push one and we'll bring you in.
That's all
I agree
I'm
with
saying.
You 100%.
I mean, I'm not. And like I said, I don't. You know, I don't wish nobody to get raped. I really don't. I mean, all jokes aside, but to me, it's just the story just sounded a little sketch. That's all. And
I mean, I
furthermore, well, I mean,
not to
what,
me,
you,
but
you
I'm saying I'm fussed in front of somebody, and they didn't jump in.
Oh, well, he must have had an understanding with dude. Because me and him have been wrestling. What you mean? She, especially if you said okay. What you mean? That's my pussy. Who gives you the right to make this decision?
I didn't give nobody the right except the person who I was fucking. So just because I'm fucking in a room where there's another guy sitting right there don't mean you got the right to jump in.
Well, I'm going to at least try. I'm not going to lie to you. I ain't going to rape you, but I am going to stick that hand back there. And touch. Now, my hand is not the way. Oh, okay, my bad.
Now, I'm just saying that has happened, and the person didn't jump in. That's all I'm saying.
Did he even try?
I already set the rules up.
Huh?
Did he even try?
No. Okay, and I'm going to just admit it. It was his father, so he wasn't going to jump in.
Oh, my Lord. Lord have mercy. You fucking in front of his father?
Sure did.
Oh my! I can't even see.
What was he thinking? Like he was thinking, telling his son, "Go ahead."
Thinking he was giving his son his point.
It was
hit
actually
shit,
okay.
Son.
Okay, let me see.
Right, that was my boy.
No, wait. It was four of us. It was me and my girl. It was me and my girl and my friend and his father. And his father was liking my girl or whatever, so they were talking. They had a studio. They were like in a studio apartment. So it wasn't no bedroom. I don't know what the hell happened. I swear it was a blur. It was just like we was like in a zone. It was just like nobody could see us, and we didn't care. It was just like we just saw a circuit right there. And my girl was like, oh, my freaky goodness. So she steps outside, but the father just sits there like, what the hell is happening? Because neither one of us gave a fuck.
Okay. You think the father didn't want to pay? Oh, damn. Okay. All right, son. Whatever you do, if I care.
You are not the father.
I'm telling you.
Well, that's
I'm sorry.
Pretty
I'm going to. I'm going to try. That, the bottom line. But see, now, okay, to get back on what I was saying. Now, another situation arose with her. She tried the same shit with a couple of my guys. She was liking one, and she just she initiated sex with three of my partners.
Damn.
I told them don't do it. We all sitting there. She initiated sex with three of them. It was all three of us there. It was four of us. She initiated sex with all three of them. I told them, don't touch her. Don't touch her. Now, that night, they looked at me like, what the fuck you mean, don't touch her? Shit, she trying to suck dick and everything. Don't touch her. And I swear to y'all, she woke up that next morning, and the first thing that came out of her mouth is, they was about to rape me. Really? So now, I'll be honest with you. I don't think the dude tried to rape her. I think that she just didn't want to be looked at as a hoe. So she came up with the fact that she did it because she was scared.
Yeah.
She's a hoe.
Denise, don't you got a birthday coming up?
Who?
No, Janine got a birthday coming up, or did I miss it?
Yeah, my birthday. It's a party this Saturday though.
Okay, I thought I had the dates right. Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. It's this Saturday. Oh yeah, you know I used to do stuff like that back in the day.
So now you're not doing that.
I have matured.
Wait a minute, you used to do what back in the day? Call rape?
No. I'm talking about, having sex with other people.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying I have matured.
She done matured in 2 weeks' time.
You know what? I'll be real honest with y'all. I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have felt comfortable. Straight up. I wouldn't have felt comfortable fucking in front of my father. Fucking in front of my father? I couldn't do it. I would not feel comfortable. My father? I couldn't do it.
You know what? Nah, hold on. Nah, my stepdad, I probably wouldn't have. My biological, he'd have been looking at me like, well, what the fuck you waiting on the fucker? I am so serious. I'm telling you, this man would have been like, hey, she throwing you the pussy. You ain't going to get it. I mean, at when I was, 14, he looked at me like I was retarded.
Oh, girl, you better leave out the house. Brother's upstairs. What you waiting on?
Well, I couldn't have done it.
I'm with you, Father Time. My cousin has tried to get me to do amateur night at the strip club, and I can't even bring myself to do it for fear that one of them going to walk in the door.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, come on, man. I'm hitting from the back, and I'm looking at my father at the same time.
He giving you the thumbs
you
up. Get him, boy. Get him.
Nah, I wouldn't. I'm like, what are you looking at, man? Get the fuck out the room.
I guess they thought we was going to stop, so my friend eventually pulled his fob and was like, come on, take me home.
He's trying to get to the, he pissed. Yo, this old boozy bitch ain't giving up no pussy.
That would have been a hell of a visual, though, every time he seen you.
And she didn't give a gun either.
Right. Damn. Now, let's ask a question. Are you and the father still in contact? The defense rests.
He calls me. Yes, he does.
The defense rests.
I'm part of the family.
I'm quite sure.
And he don't see you naked every time he look at you? Like, he can really look at you?
Exactly. Exactly. That's my whole point. Thank you.
I don't know how that man looks at me.
Yeah, we know.
Yes, you do.
Head down, ass up, titty swinging.
We about to lose the stream, man.
Oh, goodness.
All right, well, we might want to get out of here early because, you know, they've been cutting us off lately.
True that. Shout out to Gainesville Radio. Shout out to everybody that's just listening to us on the internet. Next week, y'all use a number and join us. Let your words be heard. Feel me?
Because... We get you heard, baby.
All right, no doubt, y'all know how we do it.
All right, Duty, you got any last words before we get up out of here?
Well, no, not really. I'm not gonna bring his name up, but we kind of joined together, and we're going to do this panty line coming up late spring, early summer. But it's still in the works, so I don't want to talk too much about it, but just be listening and looking out for it.
Okay. Delightful. Any last words?
It's been interesting. Till next week.
That's what's happening. Janine, what's happening?
It was a good show, good talking with y'all. And that man looks at me like his daughter.
Yeah, all right.
Yes.
I cannot stand her.
That's some incestual shit right there. If you look at you as a daughter, that's incest.
They passing you around the dinner table.
What? Biscuit. That was good. I'm ready to slop her ass up.
Oh, my God. Oh, y'all have to damn this story.
Man, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening. CNCRadioShow.com. Put up a page, get in the chat room. We got the video chat room jumping off. God bless. Good night.
Good night.
Also, sup, y'all. Sand City Radio, y'all. Peace.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's showtime, folks!
Hey, hey. Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mind.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Damn. Unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come on top. I'ma see to work. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. It's your boy, Cash, chilling as usual. And my man, Father Time, with me. Father Time, what's good?
What's cracking, Doc?
How much? You know how we do it, Network of Politics. Man, what's going on?
Hey, hi, everybody.
I'm sick.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Oh,
shit happens.
Show must go on. Show must go on. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Help me, wax, help me. So what's good, people? How everybody been?
I'm good.
Not me, but I ain't good, but that's another subject.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Hey, man.
What it is, what it is. What's up?
I took a trip down to the Dirty South, Alabama, this past weekend, man. Dude. I gotta give a shout out to all my people. Dog Face, what's happening? Gotta give a shout out to my cousin-in-law. Man, Pam, Sherry, Jay, everybody showed everybody a good time, man. It was just, hey, we had an incredible time. Dude, the whole atmosphere is so different, man. I'm like, man, I haven't been down there in such a long time, man. It was just like the atmosphere was just so different, you know what I'm saying? But it was a
different
cool environment. Like, it was more hospitable. It was a real hospitable environment. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wasn't nobody mean mugging you, you know. Like, motherfucker, oh, you ain't from here. Motherfucker knew you wasn't from there. But because you wasn't from there, they was real hospitable to you.
Well, that's what's up. I ain't never been there, so.
Well, yeah, man, we had a ball, man. It was, hey, dude. Oh, boy, boy, boy. Yeah, and the weather change was so, you know, hell, you walking around with motherfucking wife beaters on and shit. Get back here, you got to put a coat on. It just, man. Think that's
yeah,
what
got
the weather change. Man, it threw me off like a motherfucker. But, like I said, I had a great time down there. I can't wait to go back.
Let me ask you a question. Them motherfuckers talk country? Like down yonder?
They do.
Let's go on down yonder.
Right. Nah, I ain't hear nobody say no down yonder. But, I mean, They are country. They had that southern. I ain't gonna call them country. They had that southern twang to them.
How many streetlights did they have?
Oh my goodness.
Huh? What?
Don't worry about it, dog. That went right over your head. Don't you worry about it. Janine got it.
I mean, I understand, but I mean, dog, come on, you just being offensive.
It's a joke, man. Country motherfuckers can't take a joke.
Oh my goodness.
It's a joke, man.
I hope our down south listeners can. Just see, we just lost 3,000 people. Well, thanks for all the time.
Oh.
It is what it is. That's my motto.
No, that's been your attitude for the past week. It is what it is.
Hell, we ain't got no street lights here.
Right.
So, barely.
Well, I know, geez, last time I was in Indiana, they need to put some street lights on motherfucking 65. I know that. That motherfucker looked like a scary movie driving down that bitch at night.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker is dark as fuck.
I drove to California. You talking about dark? Shit.
You drove to California?
Hope your ass don't fall off no cliff.
How long did it take you to get there?
2 days.
Got to be at least a day.
We took 2 days. We stopped the first day and spent the night at a hotel, and then we drove the rest of the day. We got there in 2 days.
God damn, that's a hell of a fucking drive, boy. Ooh, imagine making that drive with a motherfucker you don't like. But they helping you out with gas. That's a
exactly.
Quiet-ass drive for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Man, fuck that.
I was gonna pull over and pull one of them rocks off the mountain, but I saw the little falling rock sign, and I said, "Nah, I ain't gonna do it."
Hell no! You fuck around, call a landslide up in that bitch.
Right, this motherfucker done called the avalanche. Got our face on in other news. This old up northern ass woman is called the goddamn landslide.
Right. We looking for Indiana plates 293
right.
VFW. in a gold Corsica.
Because I'm trying to get a rock. I'm trying to get a rock for my son.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all right. We'll be hunting your ass like every little motherfucker that set them fires.
Right. You know how they flash that picture up there? Have a picture. All I wanted was a rock. All I wanted was a rock. Right.
Right. All right, y'all. Hold on, y'all.
I'm
going to join the conversation. You got to call 563-999-3059. Push 1. And you can join the conversation. Now, if anybody drove to California and stole a rock off the goddamn mountain, call us and tell us your story. Force 1,000 people from their home because she wanted a goddamn
right,
pebble for her son.
Motherfuckers got to evacuate. You know how they be having them in other news. Just get more up. I could just put your face on that. That face should be looking like what? Like it wasn't my fault. Yes, it was.
Oh, goodness. Oh,
only in America.
Only on Sin City.
You know what I mean? We causing avalanches, starting fires.
Mm-mm.
They going to ban us.
All right.
Get them motherfuckers off the air.
Life, what's good?
Life is good. How's everybody tonight?
I'm gonna tell y'all, he's sick, so I'm gonna tell y'all about my McDonald's experience today. I went to McDonald's for lunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, first, let me say this: I'm not a racist. I'm not racist at all. I don't have a racist bone in my body. But I'm sitting there eating, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got two egg McMuffins and a chocolate shake. I'm eating, right? You know, when you're in the restaurant, people talking, right? Now, all the workers, everybody that's at work, they all talking, but ain't nobody speaking English. You know, they all talking their language, whatever language it is, Spanish or whatever it was. And I'm thinking to myself, like, don't y'all motherfuckers know Trump, the president?
Really?
Right now, if I would have called ICE, I'd have called them ICE, one ICE motherfucker walking in with a jacket, I guarantee you everybody that bitch would have been speaking English. Hey, last one of them. I guess my joke didn't work. Somebody got the motherfucker. Somebody that's listening out there know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying, you know how he's throwing motherfuckers out the country, and, you know, they all speak in Spanish, uh-huh. And, you know, the ICE motherfucker walk in, everybody starts speaking English.
Who is the ICE? I don't even know who you're talking about. Who is the ICE motherfucker?
You're the dog, motherfucker! The Border Patrol motherfuckers.
I never heard of that term, the ICE.
You never heard of ICE?
No.
It's immigration something. You know, they walk around like the FBI motherfuckers with the FBI on the back of their jacket, except they got ICE, ICE. Immigration something enforcement.
I've never heard of them.
Let's move on,
because
my joke didn't work. Let's just move on because my joke didn't work. I thought it was funny when I was thinking about it while I was eating my motherfucking egg back muffin.
I'm like, who is ICE?
Sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there.
Well.
Oh,
my.
Oh,
other news.
I thought it was funny. Right.
Huh?
So, in other news.
Fuck y'all for not laughing at my joke.
I missed it. I'm sorry. I didn't get it.
No, I'm just saying. You know, everybody speaking Spanish, and he's trying to get all of, you know, the Mexicans out the country. You know, they were all speaking Spanish. And I'm just saying, you know, if one of them border motherfuckers walked in, they would have been speaking English.
Oh, okay. I got you.
You get it now?
I got you. Yeah, I got you. I'm there.
Because, you know, they don't want to get deported.
Everybody would have straightened up, in other words.
I mean, come on, y'all. Now, let's think about this. We don't really talk about politics, but I can't be the only one that shit bothers.
Motherfucker, son of a bitch.
Exactly. I mean, this is America. Everybody's supposed to speak English. Am I right?
What? No, you're not right.
What you mean? Everybody's going, this is America. We speak English in America.
Okay.
Hold on.
That shit don't
matter. Wait a minute. Hold on before anybody say anything. Y'all can finish this conversation, but I just want to put a Sin City PSA.
Hold up! What is this shit? He ain't on the team. He ain't even a fucking uniform.
He is speaking for himself and himself only. Continue.
Fuck all y'all.
why would you say
just because you're in America, you got to speak English?
I don't understand that.
English is the number one language here. That's the language that we speak.
I
agree to a certain extent. I think everyone should know it. However, I don't think you have to speak it.
Why not? If I can't understand what you're saying.
I mean, everything ain't meant for you to be understand, though. Now, if they're
talking to you.
A motherfucker be saying, man, let's shoot this motherfucker up right now. But they speaking their language, and I don't understand that shit, and I'm just sitting there chilling, waiting in line.
You can go there yourself and not understand what motherfuckers say, so that ain't no big thing. I mean, first of all, once again, regardless of what they were saying, they weren't talking to you.
Well, people on the internet, I need y'all to call 563-999-3059. And let me know what you think.
But they done probably hung up. You didn't offend it. You didn't offend it. Everybody from overseas. What bloody Mike?
I mean,
we talking about BBB.
I mean, England might tell us we need to quit. We need to stop speaking English altogether. Yeah, that's
right.
But our language, no way.
English is actually, isn't it supposed to be considered the most difficult?
I don't know.
Well, goddamn it, we learned it mighty fine.
I mean, it to us it's normal,
yeah,
but I think actually English is one of the hardest languages to learn if you know, coming in.
Uh-oh, we got a new caller. I hope this person not Mexican. Carla, what's happening?
Good evening. How's everybody?
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Who I'm assuming is Miss Lady?
No. This is A.B.
A.B.
This fucking name. Call us any name as long as it's a lady's name. He ain't got cool, huh? Nah.
Okay. AD, what's happening?
Statistically, English is said to be the hardest language to learn because it's a stolen language anyway.
You speaking it mighty well, so it wasn't that hard. Learn the damn language.
Do it. I mean, of course it's not hard for me to speak it. That's what I've heard since I was in the room.
Well, that's what all I'm saying is, if you're from another country, if I go to Africa, if I move to Africa, goddamn, I'm going to learn a language. I'll be speaking Swahili or whatever they speak.
You're not going to learn it overnight. You're going to It's
going to
take you
10
years to learn that language.
No. Y'all forget now.
Even if he learns to speak it when you're out and about and you dealing with the people of the land, but when you're at home, you're not going to be sitting there, you know what I mean, talking like that.
All right, hold on, y'all. We got a call. The caller, what's happening? Who this?
Bye, Rachel.
What's happening?
Hello. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
What's up? Hey.
Now, by Russell, let me ask you a question. You don't have to answer if you don't want to. But,
mm-hmm.
Okay, you call yourself by Russell, so what do you mix with?
Mainly black and white with some other stuff.
Okay.
My mom is white. We have a lot of Greek and some other stuff. My father is black, and we have Blackfoot, Indian, Italian, and Creole on his side.
Okay, so your father, is he originally from Italy?
No. On his mother's side, I was told they had Italian, and his father's side had Creole. I don't know how deep it go, but yeah. But mainly, I'm just black and white.
Okay,
I
want to talk about your dad. Now, does your dad? Can your dad speak Italian?
I doubt it. My dad's deceased, but no, I doubt it.
So he couldn't speak a second language.
No.
Well, shit, it don't work with you then. I need somebody that moved here from another country that can speak both languages.
My cousin can speak German.
Yeah, and that's exactly where I was going with it. I have two friends that are German twins.
Yeah, I mean, they were born here, so they started out speaking English, but, you know, military kids, they were raised in Germany, so he speaks German, too. So when he with his German people, he speaks German. And when he with us, he speaks English.
Y'all missing my damn point.
What's the point?
So, once again, this is my point.
Fuck all y'all.
All right, well, let's carry on. That conversation's pretty much dead.
Oh,
I had to get my Donald Trump moment. God damn it.
You got a lot. You know what?
Make America great again.
The supporters.
Hey, don't bash me because I support the Donald.
You
did
need to get this connected.
I don't like the Kardashian wrote.
What she write?
Did y'all hear about what Kim Kardashian wrote? You know, people on minimum wage need to learn how to work harder. Something like that.
Wow.
It was something like people that on minimum wage need to learn how to work harder, you know, to fulfill their dream. You can't work like a
man, fuck
her. Person, and you won't dollar dreams or something like that.
Well, we see how she got her job.
She made a goddamn sex tape.
Right. We see how she got her job.
That's how she got famous. Ain't she talking?
Right.
You know what I mean? You
because I heard
famous,
that
you
sex tape
was
a minimum
tape.
Wage tape.
Fuck out of here.
People was going in on her too, boy. I was dang.
See, I need to call Ray J. I need to get Ray J on the line. Fuck her. Don't diss all the motherfucking hardworking ass people.
Anybody can lay on their back or get on their knees or suck a dick. Way
and
better
I mean,
than
and
she
they,
can.
But they were like, even if that wasn't how she, you know, got her money, you still came from a privileged family. I mean, y'all
mm-hmm.
might not have been rich like y'all are now, but y'all didn't want for nothing. You know
hell
what I mean?
No. They didn't. And she can't talk to you. Her daddy a goddamn woman. So what they say about her?
Oh, man.
Okay, so her mama's pussy couldn't have been that good.
Y'all is, ooh.
Her mama's pussy was so fucked up that the husband turned into a damn man. I mean, a woman.
Right. You turn a motherfucking man into a woman. What the fuck that say about you? And
technically,
you don't even know what baby daddy is. They said
every male that came into their life, they had fucked their head up. Kanye was all good until he
That's a lie. From the start.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Now he's even more fucked up. And ain't even no helping him. It ain't even no helping him no more.
That motherfucker is crazy. And that was way before he got fucked up in here when his moms died. That's when he started. That's when he went off the deep end. And then the Kim chick, she ain't do nothing but just encourage you. Do that crazy ass shit. Looking like goddamn fool.
I bet you if Kanye's mama was still living, I bet you she wouldn't approve of that relationship.
Hell no. George Bush hate black folks. That motherfucker was already crazy.
Right.
Out there. And this old whole ass fake-ass bitch want to sit up here and talk about minimum wage people need to work hard. Man, that shit pissed me off. That shit pissed me off. What the fuck you saying? Get the fuck out of here.
And, I mean, it's easy to start up businesses when you got money to start them up with.
or you got that fame, or you have that fame where people already know your name to start up businesses. It's real easy to do that shit then.
Exactly.
Kill me. People kill me.
I hope somebody rob her ass again.
That's what somebody else said, too.
I hope it's a minimum wage motherfucker that jack her ass.
I really believe that was a setup. I really believe that that was a fake, that her being robbed. You know what I'm saying? I think that was just all set up, and it was set up on her end.
Kanye did that shit. He found out that ain't his baby. He jacked her.
He was crazy.
He comes up one of the homies. Get that bitch, dog. Get that bitch.
No, I mean, I'm serious. I really believe because, you know, ain't nobody really talking about her like that no more. So she had to do something to get back in the media, you know?
She just did. But talk about minimum wage, people need to work on her.
Right. I mean, that was said after the fact, before, you know, this. I'm talking about the robbery thing.
Mm-hmm. Fuck her. Broke down ass broad. Y'all ever seen her without makeup? Hot ass mess without makeup. I saw a picture of her ass today without makeup, man. She was a shit.
Yeah, I seen before and after pics of her and that little bitch Kylie.
Yeah, them motherfuckers look a hot ass mess. Red spots shit all over their motherfucking face. Ugly motherfuckers without that makeup. Fuck out of here. You want to talk about motherfucking hardworking people? Get the fuck out of here. Oh, that shit just struck a fucking nerve with me, y'all.
Yeah.
That shit just pissed me the fuck. You know what? Let's do a song, because that shit, Janine, you should have never brought that shit, fired me the fuck up. I'm hot. That's some bull.